Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I went to one lesson and scraped my leg.
And said, I'm done?
No, that's when I scraped my leg, got the staph infection. And then I had to do the acidophilus milk, which is why I'm afraid of everything white and creamy. Like that, my first swimming lesson when I was like 9 ruined everything in my life.
Okay, so this is a much deeper issue.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of trauma around swimming. 100%. I get this now.
Yeah, but if my parents had been throwing me in the water when I was just a zygote, then all of that would have been...
Because your self-preservation, your body knows, it just kicks in.
It does for a while, but then I pain... Like, when the water's hitting my chin, I am no longer calm. I can't be...
You know you can float, right?
I don't float very well.
Everybody floats.
Like, my ass sinks like you would not believe.
You start your back.
I try. Is that really what I'm not doing right?
Yeah.
It's your back. You have to arch your back.
That's real. Why has nobody said that until right now? That's all I'm missing? I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
My dad does the same thing. You should see my dad.
You got to be calm and just arch your back and just be like this. You can't.
But then your ears are in the water, right? And so I start to panic
there. And you get a little weirdness and maybe a little bit up your nose and you're freaking out.
I immediately, as soon as I feel water sort of on my face, start to freak. Like I'm going to drown because I've taken a bunch of water in and then you just can't get that through your head. Like you're like.
Yeah, well, you can tie your pants. If you're thrown in, you take your pants off and you just. High knots in the bottom and then
kind of make it a flotation.
And yeah.
That would take such an amount of calmness.
Well, it's because you wear the tight skinny jeans.
Right.
You
gotta take trying to peel them off. That would take me a bit to get them off. I've thought about going and taking lessons as an adult, but I'm so embarrassed.
You can't be. In fact, there'll be other parents or other adults there.
Definitely.
Yeah. I got as far as water safety instruction. I passed that. I could have been a lifeguard with my sister.
Lifeguards make so much money.
And they just sit there and twirl a little.
Yeah, and the amount of times they actually have to do something, it's like not that much.
Yeah.
But then if you're never doing anything, you're not sharp.
There is that. And they make your shifts short that way because your attention span is...
Yes.
Because like,
they occasionally throw the dead baby in the water, which is weird. They have this fake dead baby. Yes.
Wait, what?
This is weird.
It's a real thing. Have you ever been to the water park at Elish's?
I don't do water parks.
Oh, I love water parks. That's
where
so
I
weird.
Draw the line. I can't.
Because
like,
you're just swimming just in pee?
Germy. Yes. And yeah.
Staff infection.
I was just saying I want to do Elish's. Yeah. And then someone was like joking around like Lakeside. And I was like, uh-uh. And then one of my friends last time she went like as a joke as an adult, she got lice. At Lakeside. And I was like, yeah, that's...
Elish's water park is so fun, though. But then just every once in a while, like the lifeguards have to constantly keep their heads going up and down. It's one of the weirdest things. They have to like just keep doing this thing with their head. Their head never stops going up and down because it, like they're scanning the water.
Yep.
But you'll be on the lazy river and they'll be like, there's a like little sandwich board put up all the way around. It's like, don't panic if you see a dead baby in the water. We're training today. And it's like, it shows a picture of it. And it's like this little, it's super realistic.
Creepy.
And it's just like.
Stealth. Like they
toss it in the water and they try to figure out how long it's going to be in there before one of the lifeguards jumps in and gets it. It's, I've never seen it. But if you're floating along in the lazy river and you're usually.
Dang. What about the kids? Like that's.
You just got to explain to them. It's how they keep them trained up.
Dang.
But you're always so buzzed when you're going around a lazy river.
True.
Yeah.
And then you see that.
Yep. And it's,
I don't like that.
That's why they put the signs up. But me,
I'm not reading signs when I'm on a lazy river. I can barely see straight.
Because like Mia almost died in the wave pool.
Those are scary.
Wave pools are dangerous.
Because she got, somebody came. Oh, because here's the deal. You either make everybody on a floaty or nobody on a floaty.
Yes.
But when half are on floaties, somebody came over the top of her, put her under the water.
Oh.
Then like several people with floaties are there and they held her under.
Ooh.
She was couldn't get back up.
Mm.
So she finally popped up in between somebody's legs on their floaty.
Dang.
Because there's a hole in the floaty and they're like, what are you doing? She's like, surviving. Like she had to get air.
And that's the problem also with water parks is like there's drunk adults there. I had the same thing happen in the wave pool. I was tiny and there was these guys and they were all hammered
and just
and
punching
they just
each other
backed over me and they had no idea I was there. And I remember my dad, my friend, like came running out and they're like pushed him out of the way and was like, dude, you got you just ran over these kids. Like, watch yourself. And they're all drunk.
They don't pay any attention at all.
Yeah, that's just the recipe.
Serving alcohol and then having kids in the same.
Mm-hmm.
You need an adult wave pool and a kid wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then you could have a dead adult that they throw in.
He's got a beer in one
hand. He's
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.